Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Stevie Wonder scored his first UK number one single on this day in 1984 with I Just Called to Say I Love You. Taken from the film The Woman in Red, it was 18 years after Wonder's chart debut in 1966. The song stayed at number one for 6 weeks. It reflects on his days in Motown.
I didn't even understand that I was there to determine if I would have a job or not. I was just, you know, enjoying meeting the different people. I mean, I'd heard of Diana Ross and, you know, Marvin Gaye and The Temptations, the early group of The Temptations. And it was like, wow, it's like being in a candy shop, you know, just meeting all the different people and playing all the different instruments.
I just called to say I love you.
Jon Bon Jovi shot to number one on the US singles chart on this day in 1990 with Blaze of Glory. The number two hit in the UK. The track appeared in the motion picture Young Guns 2, for which it was originally recorded.
They wanted to use Wanted Dead or Alive as the closing credits song, and I was very pleased, but a little confused, because I really realized that the lyrics didn't fit their movie, and that I could write something in the vein of Wanted for their movie, you know, in a certain scene that he explained to me, but lyrically correct. And so I wrote Blaze of Glory.
A couple of birthdays today. David Steele from British band Fine Young Cannibals is turning 60. They had the 1989 UK number 5 single, She Drives Me Crazy. And Pink turns 41 today. She had the 2001 UK number 2 single, Get the Party Started, and hit the number 1 spot with Christina Aguilera and Lil' Kim with Lady Marmalade later that year. She's become one of the most successful artists of her generation, having sold over 110 million records worldwide.
I slid in at the end of actual record deals and artist development and time to find yourself and a real record company that felt like a family that would rise and fall with you. So it was cool. It was a good time to start.
Today in Music, Tuesday, the 8th of September, Mix 104.9.